Yes, indeed. As I did promise, we're going to be talking to Ba-NBFIRA, the Non-Bank Financial Institutions Regulatory Authority. They have an undertaking to educate the public in relation to the hang tsa peeletso. Mme se peeletso hela e le go sireletsa babeeletsi or investor protection. So obviously, one of the main issues is strengthening retailers or retail's investors' knowledge ka ditshwanelo tsa bone and their responsibilities regarding collective investment undertakings. And also to help them investment decisions. On the line, I'm joined by Mme Juliana White, Director at Capital Markets Kako NBFIRA. Mme White, ra wa mogala motsadi Modumo FM this morning.
Good morning, bonjour, long time. Thank you very much for hosting NBFIRA. As you correctly said, my name is Juliana White, and my purpose for being on the radio and talking to the listeners is to share with them their investment rights.
Right. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Mawet. A very long time. I hope you've been good. You've been well.
Very well, thank you. And you?
Ah, wa COVID kan na lo ra ba go bolella. Me we are here. Let's get into our conversation for the morning. Obviously, you spoke about investors' rights. Information they can help in terms of making informed investment decisions. But maybe before we go further, let's talk a little bit about the Collective Investment Undertakings Act, 2021. Let's talk a little bit about the overview of this particular act. The purpose there of me.
Thank you very much, Bonjo. This act really is replacing the repealed old act of the collective investments undertaking. So it came into effect in 2022, around February. So what has changed in the Act really and sort of reinforced the rights of the investors is that it makes a distinct difference. So it explains to the investors the type of funds that they can invest into. That's number one. And then number two, it basically empowers the custodian. So it typically in an investment environment, there is a custodian. It's typically a bank that is appointed to, and it's appointed by us at NBFIRA to safeguard the assets of the investor. So these banks have been given the power to provide an oversight over these funds. More the funds more the accounting that custodian should be assured that the purpose of those funds are being taken out. So they provide a supervisory role on the management company, which is effectively a manager that is managing those funds.
Right.
And also the trustee bank, they also provide the same role. So basically their oversight powers have been increased in terms of the new act.
Obviously, the focus is, you know, to strengthen retail investors' knowledge. And maybe let's talk a little bit about who retail investors are.
Yeah, retail investors, so that are the individual investors, you know, individual people that are investing. So normally in the finance world they are referred to as retail investors. So to distinguish, we have institutional investors, which basically are the big institutions that also conduct investments, such as the pension fund. So a pension fund would typically be an institutional investor. And then we have corporate. Corporate investors, you know, your mining magnates, they also put their money into the assets into which the retail investors put their money. But the distinction is that the corporate and the institutional investors are all professional investors.
Mm.
You know, banali ponelotile ya gore se ba tsenya madi mo go sone ke whereas with the retail investors they've always been classified as people that really need to educate themselves, and there are many ways through which they can educate themselves. One is obviously to seek professional advice before they can put money into any investment,
yeah.
Particularly when it's in the collective investment undertaking.
Memoite, Kwatore, dintheng kholetsa tsa dikhang, and then on the other side of the headlines, I will continue our conversation, ma'am.
Exactly.
Ke eme Juliana White, Director, Capital Markets, go tswa ka ko NB Fira. We're going to the headlines, and on the other side, we'll continue our conversation. So do make sure that you keep it locked. We've got the headlines coming up shortly. It's 7:33 on Dume FM, More Talk, More Music. Once again, a very good morning to you. If you just happen to tune in, we are eme Juliana White, Director, Capital Markets, go tswa ka ko NB Fira. Eme Ma White, santse le mmogo mme. Obviously, when we talk about retail investors, sometimes we come across prospective opportunities or investment opportunities saying how they present themselves to us. And in some instances, you find that Rizana Hela into such investment agreements, without really understanding what really these investment agreements mean for us. The next thing you know, how our company put or we don't know what happened, we come back to you and NB Fira and say, Gorkana, this is the challenge that I had. I entered into an agreement with a company. Now the company is insolvent, or the company has disappeared, or the company was not even recognized from where it was. What I'm trying to get to, what is it that prospective investors have to know before bakatsana into any agreement?
That's a very valid question, Bonzo. One key aspect is to ascertain, so we encourage the investors to ascertain that the company that they are dealing with or they are doing business with for investment purposes is licensed by NB Fira. Because I'm saying this because there are many intermediaries that out there are licensed by NB Fira to provide investment services to the retail investors. The stockbrokers is one of them. Or stock broker dealers, asset managers, investment advisors, really, although they don't really do investment so much, they provide investment advisory. The management companies, which are the companies that really manage the collective investment undertaking. So they must ascertain that these companies are licensed by us, because if they are licensed by us, particularly the management companies, they would then have a valid agreement with banks into which, that are also licensed by us, which have undertaken to safeguard their assets, the cash on the cash side, but also on the security side, or on the stocks and shares side. So that is key. The second point is, retail investors are encouraged to ascertain what their investment objectives are. So they shouldn't just go into the investment because they say they are investing into a certain product. Or they heard that, this company, they said there's going to be a lot of returns if you put money into this certain platform.
No.
If they do that, then really they're taking a huge risk. So effectively, the way they should ascertain their objective their investment objective is that they should go to an intermediary that can profile their risk. Their short-term, medium to long-term investment goals.
Yeah,
and they would such an intermediary, such as an investment advisor, would look at the person's age, the amount of cash they have, their financial needs, whether they have dependents, their retirement age, you know, the children that are under education, the mortgages that they have. So they will profile the whole investment spectrum for that particular retail investor. Mm. And then suggest to them, also, if you want to, you have a spare cash that you want to invest, then maybe these are the products that you should put your money into.
Right.
Looking after having profiled that retail investor. Because then they will come up with the risk appetite. You know, are you willing to invest long-term? In fact, if your risk profile says you should invest long-term or short-term. So if they want to, if they have done that, then really they would have done over, I would say over 50% of the risk management as regards investment, their investment or their investment goals.
Mm. And speaking of...
Because that's putting money blindly, you know, your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah. And most of us, we are victims of that, Tibile Mawete. And you spoke about risk appetite. Gore ka tswana go etegotnya e bogadi bogau ke tabe ke tsa madi a ma o thehela a pension ke a go a tsala moteng ka gore ke a ka ntse gore nya e bogadi bogau ka mso ke tabe ke ira madi ka speed. Why is it important for investors to know and understand their risk appetite before even getting into an investment?
It's important because all investments they have the risk and they have the return. So it's important that the retail investor should find out what really is it that they want. And also to understand the product that they would be putting their money into. You know, if you go to an investment advisor, he would look at you and say, okay, assuming you just graduated from college, you are PhD, you did a PhD, you know, you are just starting work. And you go to the investment advisor to say, right, I just started this job, you know, I'm paid very well, I want to save an X amount of money. Where should I put my money? I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
So he would profile you, looking at all the aspects that I have just mentioned earlier on, and say, okay, you are young enough, maybe you are 31, you know, 31, and, you know, he will look at all aspects, maybe you are not even married yet. He would say, okay, I think maybe after doing the risk assessment and your risk profiling, he would probably give you the product that maybe have capital growth. So, because at that point in time, when you have a lot of income from your job, really you want to build wealth. You understand? So you want to put your products into assets that will grow in terms of capital.
Yeah.
Not so much in terms of return. Sometimes if you are lucky, you can get returns. And there, you are also in a stage where you can speculate and buy. Maybe we can even buy, you know, certain risk products because they have high returns, meaning that you could maybe have the appetite to lose a certain amount of money. Whereas as somebody who is retiring or, you know, is in his 70s, might not have those risk appetite. They might not be in a position to risk the money that they put into the investment for higher returns. In fact, they would probably be in a bracket of people that want to put their money into assets that would give them a lot of income because they have medical aid subscriptions to pay, they have electricity to pay, they have transport costs to pay, and so on and so forth. So it's important that the investment objective of a retail investor is ascertained in order for the product that they put money into can be tailor-made specifically for their needs.
Let's jump into investment promoters. The starting point of this obviously would be to understand the main types of investment promoters they are available right now in the capital markets industry and the role they play.
Thank you, Bonjour. We have several investment promoters. So typically these are the entities that sell products in the investment space or in the capital market. We have the management companies. We've already spoken about them. So they basically structure the funds. They look for but they cannot afford to make the money collectively called unit trust. So ba kana go dira unit trust money into a unit trust, you are like a shareholder of that unit trust. And then we have asset managers. Asset managers, see, they basically do the same as management companies, but they invest, so they don't have, they can fracture the funds themselves also. Because some of the asset managers are private equity firms, so they would have investment funds that are mainly closed-ended, and they would basically be established to invest in certain asset classes. So asset managers, they take money from the institutional investors and the corporates, and they invest in those funds on behalf of those entities, including some retail investors. And then we have the stockbrokers. I think the stockbrokers is where the retail investors go mainly, because they are a conduit between a stock market and the retail investor. So they take money from there. They invest on behalf of the retail investors. And they also have, they can profile the investor to say, yeah, look, taking into account your circumstances, we think you should rather put your money into bonds, even the government bonds, which are the safest.
Yeah.
Put your money into the government bonds and don't put money into this particular project, because this one, it doesn't meet with your profile, you know. So so those are the investment promoters that we have licensed at
BNB. Right. And Mawet, obviously, Bintsi Banako, I can go to a stockbroker. I can go to you just mentioned, maybe they are the ones that will help me with my investment. And sometimes we just come with the assumption that, look, they're going to do everything for us. They'll do us right for us. They will help us. And I'm trying to understand, you know, what's some of the important questions that you need to ask a service provider, and some of the important information that wena you must have as motho e leng gore ba tlhoka go thusa to invest.
Oh yeah, that's a very, very crucial question. The some of the questions that the retail investor can ask the promoter is to give them the documentation. You know, it's just as well to talk with an investment promoter, have a verbal conversation with them. Obviously, that is very important. But at the end of the day, if the retail investor is going to engage with the promoter, he must know what it is that they are really talking about. And normally, that should be represented in a way of, by way of a written document explaining the investments that they want to get into. And that goes for even this online trading, this online investment. Ask for the documents. Ask them to give you the documentation. Ask them to give you the license of NBCR. Ask them. Ask anybody that is enticing you to part with your money to give you document, written documents explaining what their investments, the investments that they are enticing you to go into are. The investor should read and understand the documents, and they should verify the legitimacy of the investment before they put their money into the investment.
Yeah.
They should find out the cost, you know, and benefits associated with the investment. They must assess the risk. So the investment promoter should be able to assist the investor in this regard, but of assessing the risk. They should disclose the risk to the retail investors. That is part of their job. They should know the liquidity of and safety of the investment. You know, we've had situations where the investors put money into projects, particularly into the collective investment undertaking. And they have no idea about the liquidity of such a product. So when they wanted their money to take out their money, there was no money, there was no liquidity. So you need to find out, in order for you to ascertain whether the liquidity position, or at least have to be enlightened slightly, is to ask the investment advisor, what, when you are taking my money, okay, you're promising to give me a 6% return. Tell me, what are you going to invest my money in? Yeah. That is a very crucial question that a retail investor should ask. Even in some of the institutions that should have professional knowledge but don't, they should ask, in what assets or in what asset classes are you going to invest our money to be able to get this rate of return? Because money doesn't just come from nowhere. Money should come from somewhere.
Absolutely.
They must satisfy themselves that, you know, their goals will be met. And they should not feel shy about comparing opinions. So if they go to promoter number one and they don't really understand what promoter number one is saying, they should go to promoter number two. Because in the stockbroking, there's not only one stockbroking company, there's quite a few. And there are several asset managers, there are several investment advisors, there are several licensed management companies. So they have a choice. They can shop around. They should seek clarification about the intermediary. You know, it's very important for them to know if they, maybe they have taken a decision to make that investment. Who they should talk to in the event that they have problems. So they shouldn't be find themselves a little bit confused, not knowing who to contact at this particular company. So they should get all the key information, addresses, key persons, contact numbers, email addresses, physical address, you know, all the key information as regards the intermediary.
And Moet, were victims, some relatives of ours, friends of ours, where they were presented an investment product, you can invest in this investment product, only to find out what it was, a huge Ponzi scheme. Now, I want to understand, for the purpose of clarity, Alan, to educate Moretzi and potential investors, what are some of the approved investment products that retail investors can consider in investing in more the capital markets industry?
In the capital markets, the products that are authorized are mainly securities products and also collective investment undertakings, like I've already said. So in the securities market, the legitimate products would be shares, stocks, and these are in companies, bonds, exchange traded funds. So on the bond side, you will have the government bonds. All the government bonds are listed on the stock exchange, and the corporate bonds. Some of the corporate bonds are listed, some are not listed, so meaning you can buy them over the counter. We recently also licensed two virtual assets companies that are providing platforms for trading or for buying and selling crypto assets. And then as I spoke about the collective investment undertakings, they are about the different types of those funds. There's three. So we have unit trusts that I have already mentioned earlier on. And then we have closed-ended funds and open-ended funds. So those investment products, they carry different assets. So some of them, it's easy for investors to take their money out of,
yeah,
whereas others are not. So it's better when you go and invest in this product that you ask the manager to explain to you how they operate. So those are the, and we also have derivatives. You know, these are the options, the futures. So those we haven't really seen them be listed on the market. But from what I hear from members of the public is that there is a lot of binary options trading out there using platforms that could be, you know, emanating from foreign countries that targeting the Botswana here. So those products, I would just advise the retail investors to be very careful about them, because in terms of the Virtual Assets Act, you know, if anybody targeting a customer in Botswana should be licensed with NBC.
Right.
Precisely so that when the customer has a problem with that particular crypto company, then they can approach us to say, no, you know, we can be better able to assist them. So when a customer or a retail investor gets defrauded by a company through a platform that is based in, say, for example, Kazakhstan, it becomes very difficult to trace their assets completely. You know, because they are very risky. It's easy for those, particularly the fraudsters, to go into the dark web where you can, where they change basically their ID, so you can't really trace them. So, when the customers are promised high returns, you know, particularly when they say to bring two people, I don't know, that will not be an investment scheme that is unlikely to be an investment scheme that is approved by NBC. We don't approve the pyramid at all. No, we don't. We approve collective investments, and they are done through structured vehicles. Like I've spoken about unit trusts, they should be structured. And these unit trusts are audited. Every year, we have the audit. We have the audited by audit firms. So they take money legitimately from members of the public, and they invest that money in the stocks and shares, into the bonds, into some offshore. They can do offshore investments on behalf of the retail investors legitimately. So when someone entices a retail investor over the internet to say, put your money, it will double up, we as NBCRA, we encourage the retail investors to tread very carefully and with caution. You have to make money to make money.
Fact.
So how about, if you hear that money is going to come easily, be very wary. Money is costly. Investing money is costly. So making quick money is not easy. The investors, they know, all these investment, the investment promoters, they know. You don't just make money easily. You know, you've got to select the investments, you've got to, you know, structure your portfolios. You know, you have to invest in certain asset classes to be able, you have to research the market. So the people out there that are offering all these lucrative products over the internet, and you don't, and the retail investors don't know who they are. No, they must exercise caution. They should find out if their license is in this year. Even if they say they're taking forex, chances are that they're taking that forex money and they are going to launder that money and put it into cryptocurrency. So be very, very careful, because then if that is investigated and you found that you were trading in that, AML, anti-money laundering regulations might actually be offended by any retail investor that puts their money blindly into this platform.
Right.
Because if they're trading with the defrauders and fugitives, then it becomes a really, really big problem.
Emma. Memoet, nako ke yone e leng gore ga ya rema sente mme but before you and I get to part ways, maybe let's pass quickly on how listeners can get in touch with Ba Nbifira. Should they seek any further information?
Thank you so much, Bonzo. And thank you to the listeners of Duma FM. You can be contacted at Nbifira at info@nbifira.org.bw or 368-6100. The number is 368-6100 or at all social media platforms. Thank you,
Bonjo. Thank you very much, Moet. One insightful conversation. Tota, Levana, yeah, has to do with the Virtual Assets Act and Virtual Assets Regulations of 2022. I think about that. Go hella, re, hella, ka unaga bolele, Moet. Emma, definitely. Awesome stuff. Thank you very much, Moet. Tala sentem.
Thank you.
Okay, me Juliana White, Director, Capital Markets, Hotswa Kako Nbifira, talking a little bit about issues that have to do with investment. Obviously, the intention is to strengthen retail investors' knowledge, our knowledge on your rights and responsibilities regarding collective investment undertakings. Tomorrow, so you make informed investment decisions. Stand by for the news.
Duma FM, more talk, more music.